Welcome to Jam Session Reality Era, where we're spilling the tea on our favorite reality shows. From the drama-fueled Housewives to the legendary Vanderpump Crew, we're here to dish it all out. Just a heads up, spoilers are on the menu, so listen at your own risk.
Hey everybody, it's Jeanette.
And Megan. And on today's episode, we're talking about Vanderpump Rules Season 11, Episode 9 and 10. Let's get into it, because this episode was kind of odd. Episode 9 opens up where James and his girlfriend Allie, they're getting ready to go to the Hotel Ziggy for his DJ show.
Yeah. So, yeah, about that opening scene, James is picking out Allie's clothes and he is like picking out her shoes and what she's gonna wear, and it pans over to her confessional and she said, yeah, James picks out my clothes, he buys my clothes, he steams my clothes, I'm gonna teach him how to curl my hair. Would you want that? Does your hubby pick out your clothes? Does he steam them? Does he curl your hair? And would you want that? Would you want your man doing that for you?
So Pete does not pick out my clothes, but he does iron and steam them when I ask, because...
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I don't know how to use those items. I don't know how to use an iron and a steamer, but he does. So if I ask him...
And you'd probably burn yourself.
I know. I think he knows too. So I felt kind of bad because last weekend when we went to go on our sushi date, I really wanted to wear a cute dress, but it was wrinkled. So he sat there and he steamed the entire dress and made it beautiful. I put it on. I didn't even want to wear it. I wore something else to dinner. Pete does also French braid my hair.
Nice.
Yeah, if I ask Pete to French braid my hair, he will do that. He learned on YouTube how to French braid, so he can French braid my hair. So that's cool. He does not pick out my clothes, but I wouldn't mind if he did. So I thought it was cool. I thought I liked it. I thought it was cute. Because Allie was saying, like, she's not really great at all that stuff. So to have somebody who dresses nice, because James does have good style. So to have somebody who dresses nice kind of style you, that'd be fun. She's like his Barbie.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Gosh, Pete knowing how to French braid, that's quite impressive.
It is. I really loved that I wanted a French braid, and he went onto YouTube and he learned how to do it. And he makes them really well.
Stepped up. Dang. Doug doesn't do any of that shit for me.
Would you want him to?
I would love for him to learn how to curl my hair, because I have so much hair and my arms be getting tired. And
it would feel nice too to be able to sit down and have somebody else do your hair around your noodle. Like, I feel like that would just feel good and be calming.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Doug's going to have to learn.
Yep.
How funny is it that Anne wants to be Ariana's assistant instead of Tom's? And would you rather work for Ariana or would you rather work for Tom?
It's so funny, super funny, and I love it. And honestly, being Ariana's assistant sounds like way more fun, because Ariana has a cool life. She's out doing stuff. She's on Dancing with the Stars. She's on commercials. She's hosting things. Like, she has a fun life.
Right?
And Ariana said, I want to collaborate with you. Like, I don't want you just working for me. I want your opinion. I want to collaborate.
Yeah. It would be us working together.
Yes. And, and the other option is to sit around their house and pick up dirty underwear. Boring. No, thank you. Like that, if I had to pick between the two, hell yeah, I'm going with Ariana, because Tom sucks.
Yeah, because Anne said she wanted to do more clerical work. Like, she was hoping to do more, you know, things that assistants do.
Mm-hmm.
But here she is, staying at the house, watching Maya, cleaning up after Tom's parties, picking up his dirty underwear. She's basically his maid.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Ariana's life sounds way, way more fun.
Mm-hmm.
Sign me up. Would you want to hire Anne?
I don't really know enough about Anne, but from what I can see, Yeah, she goes above and beyond. Like we were saying, she picks up dirty underwear. You're mm-hmm. going above and beyond, girl. So yeah, probably. And she seems like she is so mm-hmm. sweet and kind. Just her personality and her vibe. She just gives off like this really beautiful, fun, happy girl.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So Schwartz is sitting with Lala. They're going to go get some lunch and shit. And he spills the beans about how him and Sheena made out in Vegas. Like, what the fuck? Him and Katie were together.
That's a huge bomb that he just casually dropped.
Like, why do you think after all these years he would say, like, why do you think he would bring it up?
Okay, this is like a two steps forward and one step back with Schwartz. Because I was just saying last episode that it was showing growth.
Mm-hmm.
That he was walking away from Tom's sexy singles pool party. That was a step forward. And then now he just went backwards with this. So I don't know if you noticed, but they were talking about, you know, how awful Tom is. But then Schwartz spun it into, oh, everybody's awful. And I'm now going to show you how awful I am. It's like he villainizes himself to deflect negative attention onto Sandoval. It's like a self-sacrifice, basically. He's using self-sacrifice tactics for Tom. It just doesn't make any sense. Why are you doing this?
Why are you doing this?
He's always done this. He's always done it. He always self-sacrifices mm-hmm. himself. He's so weird to me. And for Tom, the guy who will not sacrifice himself for anybody. Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was pretty messed up. Yeah. So, like, I'm wondering what your thoughts are. Why do you think Schwartz throws himself under the bus to save Tom?
I don't know. Tom will do, like, Tom Schwartz will do whatever it takes to protect Tom Sandoval. And I don't understand why. I really don't understand this relationship that they've had for so long. I have never seen a friendship that is so one-sided and, like, toxic and vile. And it's not that Sandoval is saying mean things to Tom. It's just, we've seen time and time again that Sandoval only cares about himself. He only serves himself. And Schwartz's life, I feel, has kind of fallen apart just being so blindly loyal and faithful to Sandoval. What do you have to show out of this friendship?
Not much.
I don't know, girl. I don't know. I don't get it. So after Lala finds out that Schwartz and Sheena made out in Vegas, instead of her going and talking to Sheena about it first, she goes to Katie's house and talks to Katie about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because Lala said she didn't want Sheena to have time to figure out like a way to paint this as a pretty picture. What are your thoughts on this situation? Do you think that it's kind of admirable that Lala would go to Katie first?
Yeah, I think it was the right move for Lala. I think that was the right next step to take. I think she should go to Katie first, and then they should blindside the shit out of Sheena.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, what do you have to say for yourself? Because you don't want her to have time to make up some excuse, even though there's literally no excuse you can make up, honestly.
Yep.
So yeah, I thought that was a smart move. Did you like that Lala got in? I mean, Lala kind of like took that information and she started doing her thing with it. She's
sprinkling.
Yeah, she started sprinkling it where it needed to go. Did you like seeing her take control over that situation and call Sheena out on all of her drama?
I kind of feel like she didn't really call Sheena out. She called her out in the confessional, but she didn't really call her out to her face.
Mm-hmm.
And here Lala is, again, putting herself in other people's business. But I do like that she went to Katie first before she went to Sheena.
Yeah.
That is I think the best thing Lala has done all season was just going straight to Katie and being like, hey, I heard this.
Yeah, and I kind of feel like she just gave Katie the information and it was up to Katie what she wanted to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like Lala was a dog in the fight or anything. So I do feel like she handled it somewhat differently than she does other situations.
Yeah, I appreciated her going to Katie first.
Yeah.
Even though her and Sheena had become like super tight. If you found out this information that Katie's finding out years after it happened and you're already divorced, do you think that you would be upset about it?
I would be livid.
Oh, thank you for saying that.
I would probably never talk to Sheena again. I wouldn't want to be around her. She's proven to be very untrustworthy.
Yeah. Have you noticed that Sheena really likes messing around with men that are taken? When Sheena came onto the scene, when she was introduced to Vanderpump, Katie, Stassi, and Kristen, they didn't like Sheena because Sheena was a homewrecker. Like, Sheena was fucking around with a married man, and she tried to say, like, I didn't know he was married. Everybody has Google, and they're famous. You knew.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were like, well, we don't trust Sheena around our boyfriends. And then lo and behold, when Sheena gets engaged to Shay, she's in Vegas and Tom's in Vegas and they make out. And Sheena's trying to spin this like, oh, well, it was when my sister was in high school. I don't give a shit when it was. But you notice that Sheena really has a thing for guys that are currently taken.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know why she needs this constant need of validation from men and attention from men. It trumps everything for her for some reason.
It is the most important thing to her.
Yep, that's the vibe I'm getting.
I know this is fucked up, but I want to know her situation with her dad. What's your relationship like with your dad?
I don't know, because I've never really heard her talk about her dad, now that you bring that up.
Mm-mm. Giving, I need a man to choose me because daddy didn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's some sort of validation thing going on there.
Oh my gosh. All right, so let's fast forward.
Okay.
Everybody, they're all dressed. They're ready to go to the hotel. They're ready for James's party. And Joe shows up. And she's wearing a hat. And Sheena displayed some mean girl behavior. Do you think that everybody was focusing a little bit too much on Joe's hat and that they should have left her alone? Or do you feel like she should have not worn a hat? Like, this fight is so stupid.
Everybody looked so good. I want to start by saying that. I was like, dang, these girls be looking good. If I was there and Joe showed up with her hat, I wouldn't give a F. I will say she looked completely out of place compared to the other girls. And at first I thought maybe Sheena was trying to be helpful and compliment her. Like, oh, take off the hat. Your braids look so good. Show off your work. But then the more I watched, the less helpful it seemed and the more mean girl it seemed, for sure.
Yeah, it's like not your hair.
No, it's definitely not. But does Sheena have a point? Should Joe make her hair look nice and show it off and try to get some hair clients?
Well, I mean, like, it's not Sheena's business. Sheena, I'm sure, doesn't.
Yeah, why does she care so much?
Sheena doesn't know Joe's clientele. I don't know how much clientele Joe has. I mean, I do agree that when you're a stylist, your hair should, you know, reflect that you're a stylist. But I just feel like Sheena was so in her business and right, like, just leave her alone. That's all I can say. You know, why do you care so much? And it's not Sheena's event. It's not like Sheena is throwing this event and she said, hey, everybody has to dress a certain way. This is not her event.
Mm-hmm.
She did not make the guest list. She didn't choose the attire. Like, shut up, Sheena. Oh my gosh. So we finally find out why Joe is so fidgety. Finally. She says that she has ADD. I feel like this must be some severe ADD. But do you feel like it's kind of making sense of why she acts the way she does?
I guess. I mean, does she take medicine for this? Isn't there medicine?
There is medicine, and it looks like she is not taking it. Did you feel bad for her when the girls were talking about her and she started crying?
Yeah, I did not like seeing the girls being so mean to her. But the girls explained that Joe knew about the scandal and she helped facilitate the affair. So, like, she was going on double dates with them and stuff. So she kind of put herself in a position where, you know, these girls aren't going to welcome you with open arms when you just helped one of the girls' boyfriends cheat. Like, not helped, but like facilitated. It's, you knew about it.
Right.
You were double dating around. Like, I'm not surprised the girls are kind of being rude and don't care for her and what she has to say or think. But it did hurt my heart. I don't like people getting bullied. I don't like when people feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
But with that said, I do understand kind of why they're giving her that energy. But I still don't like it.
Yeah. I would formally like to apologize for saying she gives off crackhead, cokehead energy. It's just unmedicated ADD energy. So that's all I got to say about that. Sorry.
When you're apologizing, you should sound like you mean it.
Sorry. Sorry, I said she's a crackhead. Sorry that what I said could have potentially offended you. Sorry, I'm not great at apologizing. It's not my forte.
You're not. It's the thought that counts.
That's right. Thought. Like you said, it's kind of mean. I never like to see anybody get bullied around. But she helped facilitate the affair.
Mm-hmm.
And I really didn't. Okay, so the other girls, let's take Sheena out. Because Sheena, I did feel openly displayed mean girl bullying behavior. But the other girls, they were standing in a little tight-knit circle.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't even talking to Joe. They were talking about Joe, but they're not talking to Joe. So, I mean, technically, is that bullying? Because they're speaking amongst themselves. They weren't, like, going to her and being like, oh, my God, Joe's such a fucking weirdo.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. So, it's better for people to talk behind your back than, like, Sheena did it into her face?
Yeah, just like Kathy Griffin says. My mom raised me politely to talk about you behind your back, not to your face, because that's so rude.
That's so rude. I would never talk about you in front of your face. Only behind your back.
I would never want to hurt your feelings. Okay. Sorry, I lost my place. So everybody's like sitting at the party. They're chilling. They're hanging. The girls are talking and stuff. And Tom decides that he's going to choose this moment at this party to bring up the email that his lawyer sent about the house. Like, they live together. They live in the same house. Why have you never brought this up while you guys are at home together? Why are you choosing now at the party to bring this up?
Maybe because it's public. It's a public place, so it's a safe space.
There's witnesses.
Yeah, there's witnesses. Yeah. Did you notice people at the party were like, oh, you should talk to her. You should talk to her. You should start a conversation with her. That's not good advice. Leave her alone. Quit telling him to talk to her.
Mm-hmm.
But just, they both have their lawyers that I'm sure they're paying a butt ton of money for. Just let the lawyers handle it.
For real. Like, God.
She don't want to talk to you.
Yeah, and at the same party, this is when Katie wants to talk to Sheena. So they sit down privately, and Katie's like, hey, this is what I heard. And that's when Sheena's like, ooh, but it was high school. Do you believe Sheena's story about how Schwartz was pulling her in to kiss her, but she backed away? And do you believe that she wasn't joking about it with Schwartz during the holidays? If Sheena's story is true, then why wouldn't she have told Katie that her future husband is a cheater and a creep? So many questions. I'm sorry to ask all these questions, but like this whole story, there's so many holes.
So we've seen Schwartz's game, air quotes.
Mm-hmm.
He literally has none. It took him who knows how long and how awkwardness to even kiss Raquel. Like, everyone saw that go down. That was horrible, horrifying, embarrassing.
That was so weird.
So embarrassing. Okay. And then we have Sheena, on the other hand, who is kind of like very sexual and very dominatrix and not shy and going after people's men. And if I had to pick between the two, I'm blaming Sheena because she's the more aggressive one. And Schwartz doesn't have any game. So I'm going to say it was all on her. And she didn't say anything because she was cheating on Shay.
Yep. And I think it was a full-blown makeout. I don't believe that he went to go kiss her and she backed away and didn't let it happen. Because I watched the after show and she had a different story. And Sheena's story always changes because she's a fucking liar.
That's a sign.
Yeah, she is just, I can't with her. Not only that, but she was saying that she had forgotten completely about it, that she just put that away in her brain bank and forgot all about it. But she did bring it up to Schwartz at a holiday party because she even said it in an after show that she did while she's saying in this story that she didn't. So you didn't forget about it. You were holding on to it. I bet she was seriously holding it, being like, ha, ha, ha. Like, I've done something to you and you don't even know about it. And I doubt she was expecting this to ever come out.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. And her and Schwartz were probably like, oh, we're taking this to the grave.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just got really heated. Oh, my God.
You're so passionate about it. So Lala had a little convo with Ariana about how she met with Tom and, you know, he's working on himself and blah, blah, blah. Basically kind of reminded me of the conversation between Sheena and Ariana. Did that, those two conversations seem like the same conversations?
Oh, like the conversation that Sheena had at Ariana's house on the couch, like, well, let's say hypothetically, if he was working on himself and he was changing.
Yeah, and when Sheena was on the boat and she was like, hi, Ariana, we're, you know, it's just so hard for me to stay mad at him. I don't know if I could stay mad at him forever for you.
Yeah, I do see some similarities in their conversations. It seems that Lala and Sheena want to become friends with Tom, which Sheena, okay, whatever. But Lala and Tom have never been close. So why now, Lala? Like, why now, when he is literally the biggest piece of shit on earth, are you trying so hard to, like, include him? I feel like production must be paying everybody extra if they film with him. This... I feel like the situation's mind-blowing. In what universe? I could never imagine you, like, trying to be friends with Pete if he had done something like this to me, and vice versa.
Ew. You would have to pay me a lot.
But yeah, I see some similarities in what they're talking about. Ew. Yo. Tom invites Lala to come see his therapy thing. And she's like, oh, well, I don't know. But she goes over. So disrespectful. She goes to Ariana's house to go see Tom during his therapy. What are your feelings about this? And tell me your thoughts watching Tom.
I was cringing a lot. And I watched this in like 2x speed and the screen was still really long. So I'm wondering how long was those screams and breathing in 1x speed?
Jeanette, it was so long. I'm kind of irritated that Bravo would even make us watch that.
But I also had this thought that how wonderful would it be to just freaking scream? Ah! Do you want to scream like that?
Oh, I mean, I have before.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of feels.
But I live in a house with no shared walls. My kids are at school. My husband's at work. I have a lot of time at home where I could scream if I want to.
I need to find somewhere to scream, I think. Because I was like, this is kind of intriguing.
Go sit in your car in a parking lot at Target or something.
Okay.
And then go get a Starbucks after.
A Starbucks and a scream. I'm here for my Starbucks and scream. So Tom has a new dating interest, and it's this girl named T.
Yes.
Thoughts on T? Do you think Tom and T are a good match?
I think that Tom is too old for T. And I think Tom is looking for a younger girl that he can manipulate.
Ooh. How did you feel about Ariana's little talk with T? And she was saying, you know, you're a bit young and he's a narcissist and... you know, just giving her a little advice, some girl advice. Yeah. So how did you feel about the talk? And if you were T, would that affect your decision to date someone?
I don't feel that Ariana had to say anything to T, but I do get that she was drunk. So I understand why she did. But this is my take on it. T knows exactly what's going on. Nobody lives under a rock here. We all know the Scandoval drama.
I don't know.
I think that she wants some TV time. And I think that I'm a little suspicious of everyone that comes into the group that's new or starts seeing somebody in the group that's new. Because in my mind, when you're in LA, you're trying to become famous. So I think she might be trying. I think it's possible that T is using Tom so she could get on the show or to where, you know, she can get some screen time.
Okay, like if an ex-girlfriend came up to you and started talking shit about this guy you were dating, would that affect your decision to date him?
Not necessarily, because what exes have anything good to say? You know what I mean?
Right.
But I feel like T knows exactly who Tom is. Everybody in the world knows who Tom is and what he's...
Yeah, yeah. And this is not on the questionnaire, but I just had a thought, girl. Doesn't T kind of look like Miami Girl?
I don't really think so. Miami Girl... I don't think Miami Girl was Asian. I don't know. Let's go look her up. We can look her up. We'll look up Miami Girl.
God, I'm going to have to look them up because in my mind, they look similar, but maybe not. I don't know. I'll have to look them up. I know they both have brown hair.
Yeah, they both have brown hair. Oh my God. Can I fucking ask you this crazy question. Have you noticed that Tom Schwartz's go-to gift is a freaking plant?
I did notice. I'm going to rename him. He is no longer Tom Schwartz. He is Father Nature.
Father Nature.
Father Nature. He's been saying, you know, his biological clock is ticking and he would like to be a father. And, you know, he's a plant father. He's Father Nature now. That's his new name.
Okay.
On this episode 9, we got a little sandwich shop update and we got to see the inside of the sandwich shop and they did another sandwich tasting. Did you like seeing the inside of the shop and the update on the shop?
I think the inside of the shop is super cute. Mm-hmm. I think that they've done a really good job decorating it. It's really cute, but I did think that it was weird that they did a retasting of the sandwiches. Why don't you guys, I'm not trying to be a bee, but why don't you guys do a retasting when you have a grand opening? Stop inviting everybody to your unopened sandwich shop.
Yeah, and I also thought, like, I don't know what the rules are, but okay, maybe they can't open their shop because they still have a few things to work out, but mm-hmm. My problem solver brain is thinking, okay, well, can you cater events? Can you sell out of a food cart? Can you collaborate with Lisa Vanderpump and sell some of your signature sandwiches on her menu? Like, I'm thinking there are other ways they could start generating income, like sell sandwiches online for delivery. Like I said, I don't know the rules, but isn't there something they can do?
You know what? I bet there is. Those are very good points, Jeanette.
Call me.
Yeah, you're such a businesswoman. They should hire you to be their business lady. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, they should. I would love to do that.
Business supervisor?
Yeah, I'm just a problem solver. I could do it for other people, but not me. If I have a problem, there's no solving it. But other people's problems, I can solve all day. Also, at the sandwich tasting, James Kennedy. Oh, my God. I love him sometimes. He threw out the Sloppy Joe joke.
The things that come out of James Kennedy's mouth are gold.
Yes, yes. It's so funny to me because he started as Dodie's boyfriend on the show. Mm-hmm. And now he's been on the show longer than she was because he's just a gold mine of words.
Yeah, he really is. Because he also came up with Worm with a Mustache. You know what I'm saying? Like, James has some good one-liners.
Yeah, yeah. So he came out with that Sloppy Joe joke. What were your thoughts on that?
While it was mean, I thought it was so clever and witty! He actually just issued a statement online because I guess people are starting to sell Sloppy Joe merch. And he said that he would split the proceeds with her because he didn't mean for it to go viral. But that's the thing. The things that come out of his mouth go viral.
Yeah. Well, that's nice of him to split the proceeds.
Ugh, he is so funny.
Yeah, everything you say can and will be used against you on the internet.
Do you think that it's creepy that Sheena has 56 people's locations and that she watches them? Brock said that she's a location collector.
That is so insane to me. How did you convince 56 people to give you their location, first off?
Right?
That's crazy. How did she get? I have so many questions. How did she get all of these locations? Why are people giving her their locations? kids?
I do not know.
I'm mind blown. Megan, how many locations do you follow?
Okay, so I looked this up.
Spy.
I looked it up. I follow 6 to 8 people's locations. And
oh, that's a lot.
Yeah, and I actually am only stalking, like actually stalking you, Kirsten, and that's it. And I say 6 to 8 because 2 people on my location list will shut off their location sometimes, like to everybody, and then they turn them back on. So 6 to 8.
Interesting. Suspicious.
How many people do you have?
I just looked. I have 5.
God, that's so many.
5 people. And it's family and friends.
Yep, that's mine too.
Like really close friends. I feel like you have to be really close.
Yeah, like you and me, we share our locations.
Yeah, and we share our locations with Kirsty. And Kirsty shares it with us because she's a single lady. We're protecting her, basically.
She needs us.
Yeah. Absolutely. But yeah, 56 is insane.
This isn't in the script that I had a question for. So it's a little, it's on topic, but off topic.
Okay.
So the whole thing came out about how many locations Sheena has because Brock had told Tom Schwartz that they saw Max's location at Katie's house. And Sheena was like, oh, well, maybe Max just dropped Katie off. And then she said in the morning she checked his location to make sure he got home safe.
Yeah, okay.
And saw that he was still over at Katie's house. And now all of this shit has come out. And Katie was like, I feel like this is a violation of my privacy because Katie does not share her location and now her business was just spilled to everybody. Do you feel it was a violation of Katie's privacy?
Yeah, because Katie did not share her location. So obviously she doesn't want people in her location business. So yeah, I can see how that's a violation of her privacy for sure. Because I guess that's a good point. Like when you share your location with someone, you're also, you know, divulging information about other people. I never even thought of it that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Sheena ends up getting mad at Brock in this episode for telling Tom Schwartz about Katie and Max. But then Sheena sits at the table with everybody, with the whole group, and everybody's like, oh, what's wrong? What's wrong? And Sheena was like, why don't you ask Brock? And then she had Brock, instead of Brock just telling one person, which was Tom, she then had Brock tell the entire group about it. Do you think that Sheena wanted this information to get out?
Oh, yeah.
I do too.
Yeah. And why is Sheena and Brock just never on the same page? They just never seem to be getting along or on the same page.
Oh my God. Right?
Yeah. I think she wanted it out for sure.
Yeah. I do too. I think that it's even possible that she was like, hey, somehow this has to be brought up to Tom Schwartz. And then that's when he took it upon himself to get it out.
Yeah, she definitely wasn't like, hey, I found this out. Please don't tell anybody. Please, I'm begging you.
Yeah, and she's like, well, me and Brock, why are both of you, what are you guys doing? Are you two laying in bed looking at where everybody's at? Like you're stalking everybody?
Sounds accurate.
It's so fucking weird.
So, I mean, at the end of the day, are you excited that or happy for Katie for banging Max?
Hell yeah. I'm totes for Katie banging Max. I think it's the best thing she's done.
Right.
I am live, loving, laughing at it. Love it.
Live, laugh, love.
Yeah. Way to go, Katie. I am so glad you did this, girl. Like, what?
Mm-hmm.
That is the ultimate fuck you.
Right.
For all the shit that Tom Schwartz has done. Yeah. Okay, so now we're into episode 10. Moving in to a new episode. Anne went into Tom's room to talk to him real quick, and he completely ignored her.
Yeah. No, hey, how are you? How's it going? Nice to see you.
Did that seem rude to you?
Yeah. Kind of blew her off.
Yeah, he did nothing. He just kept his head down and was looking at his phone. Rude.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Tom bought that stupid sound machine so Ariana couldn't eavesdrop on him as if he's doing anything cool with his life. But
right.
While Ariana's interviewing Tom, he's like standing on the top of the stairs, sitting there and eavesdropping on her. Do you think it's odd?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an odd double standard. Double standard much? Question mark, question mark.
Exclamation mark. Do you feel like Ariana should have held this interview with Anne in a public area or literally anywhere that Tom's not?
Literally anywhere could have been a better place. Even if they stepped outside and shut the door. They have some outdoor furniture. They could go chill and have a private convo.
Yeah, like in the backyard.
Yeah, I don't feel like that was good judgment on Ariana's part and Anne's part.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously they know that this discussion is going to be frowned upon by Tom.
Right, and it's right downstairs where he could be listening in. And I feel like it kind of puts Anne in a bad situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, protect Anne. Have it somewhere private. Go to the Starbucks. Go outside. Go in the car. Just anywhere.
Anywhere.
Somewhere he can't listen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was thinking about that whenever I was watching this. I was like, God, you guys are really bold for doing this, like, right there in the house.
Yeah. What were your thoughts on that? Is it wrong for Ariana to steal Anne from Tom?
Well, I wouldn't necessarily say she's stealing Anne from Tom because Ariana reached out to Anne.
Yeah, Anne's free will.
Right, and Ariana reached out to Anne asking if Anne knew anybody who would be interested in having the position of being Ariana's assistant, and Anne jumped on it. She jumped, leaped, so happy, like, can I fucking interview for it? So, I mean, who's Ariana to deny her of an interview?
Yeah, that's true. Equal opportunity.
Equal opportunity. Yeah. Oh my God. This isn't a question. Father Nature brought another freaking plant. Does he own a nursery or something? Oh my God. Everywhere that Father Nature goes, he is bringing the plants.
He's just got to spread the nature, spread the seeds.
Oh my God. I think that everybody for Christmas should re-gift him the plants.
All the plants back? Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So I wanted to talk a little bit more about the Katie and Max and Schwartz situation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. So let's break this down. All right. Mm-hmm. Schwartz is with Katie.
Yeah.
Schwartz gets mad at Katie and then he cheats on her. This is throughout the entire history of their relationship. It is just something that he would do. He would just cheat on her all the time, right?
Yeah.
Katie has had enough. She breaks up with him. They get divorced. Mm-hmm. They both make a deal with each other to not do anything with anybody within the friends group. Tom does. Apparently multiple times, while they're together and while they're not together.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that Katie should still honor the deal that they had? Or do you feel like at this point she's free to do what she wants?
He broke the contract, so it's expired.
Mm-hmm.
Null and void.
Done.
Now she does what she wants, in my opinion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I 100% agree. And do you feel that Schwartz should be more annoyed at Katie, his ex-wife, or do you feel like he should be more annoyed at Max, who is currently his best friend?
I think I would be more annoyed with my friend. Like,
hell yeah.
I mean, obviously I'd be annoyed with both of them, but top on the list would be my friend.
Yeah.
You're my friend. You're not. That's a no-no.
Yeah. Yeah, because at the end of the day, your ex doesn't really owe you any loyalty or anything. They're your ex, but this is your friend. Mm-hmm. And not even friend. This is his best friend. This is who your best friend is? Ugh.
Yeah.
Dirty. Dirty. But I love it.
Very dirty. Very messy.
I love it for Katie. And according to Lisa Vanderpump, Max has a schlong ding-a-ling a ding-dong.
Yeah, Max is working it. So, you know.
Yeah, he has slept with everybody.
Got a good rep.
He slept with Sheena, Katie, Dana.
Dana was there, too, at the water tasting. I was like, awkward.
The group would be smaller if they were like, raise your hand if you haven't slept with Max.
Like, right.
Would you go to a water tasting, and do you think that you would enjoy it? Because this was Lala's little event that she's holding at James's house, right? James is hosting it for her.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And he bought pizza.
Pizza. He had to spend all that money on pizza. $150.
He's going to be a frugal old man one day. I can just hear him already.
Oh my god, maybe we'll get a new meme from him that says, it's not about the pizza!
I would try a water tasting. I don't know if I would enjoy it, but, you know, YOLO. I would try it.
Okay.
Would you do a water tasting?
Yeah, I'd go, but it seems so freaking boring. I don't love water like that, not to where I'd be interested in tasting it. It's not even something that I thought even existed.
I know, right? Did you know that there are $1,000 bottles of water on this planet?
Heck no! I had no clue that there was even one bottle of water that cost $1,000. That is flipping insane. It's water. Did it come out of Jesus's pee-pee or something? Like, what?
No, but he said it might have been dinosaur pee-pee.
Oh, that's right. Point. That's right. It's dinosaur pee-pee from their pee-pees. Pee-pee. Sorry. Okay, so after the water tasting, they're hanging out. James orders all the pizza. They're sitting down, they're eating, and Ariana's discussing a little bit more about the assistant interview with Anne.
Mm-hmm.
And Lala, I believe, is the one that's like, hey, I want to hear a little bit more about this. And Ariana's like, and the dog, the attempted dog murderer. Do you think that Ariana's taking the dog murderer thing a little too crazy? I understand that her door was shut.
Yeah.
I understand that she didn't expect Maya to be in the room. And I understand that Sandoval shouldn't have been in her room either. But what's your take on this?
I would like to lessen his charges from dog murderer to maybe like involuntary manslaughter.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe not call him a dog murderer. Maybe call him a dog involuntary manslaughterer.
Yeah.
I know it's harder to say. It's more words off the tongue, more syllables, but yeah, I think the charges need to be lessened. Dog murder seems a little crazy.
Yeah, like, I don't want to sound like I'm sympathizing with Sandoval, because I'm not. But I don't believe that he was like, I'm going to lock Maya in this room purposely so she can get into shit. I don't think that that was the motive.
Yeah. No, I would hope not. or he's even worse than we thought.
Great God.
So whose fault is it that Maya got sick? Is it Tom's fault for letting him in the room? Or is it Ariana's fault for having a super duper messy room?
Both. I hate saying this because you know I am Team Ariana.
Till you die.
But Lala made a good point. She's done a trash bag commercial. Doesn't she know how to throw things away? And we have seen where Ariana's room is fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
Also, knowing that you have a dog that literally eats anything and everything, why would you leave stuff around that could endanger your pet? Because my cats like to eat trash and cellophane, like from my cigarette pack. So I throw that stuff away. I don't just leave it around.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it's Tom takes some blame in this too, because he shouldn't have been in Ariana's room. If he walked into her room, he should have closed the door behind him so the dog wouldn't get in. Like, it's both, in my opinion.
Yeah, he said he put the dog in her room because he had to work on the air conditioner or something. Doesn't this dog have a kennel? This sounds like this dog needs a kennel. Like, it needs a safe space to go. Yeah. Especially if it's up to no good. It likes to eat trash and stuff. Yeah, that's a hard one.
Yeah. Clean up. The problem that I have with my family too. You're literally walking by the fucking trash can. Throw it away.
Mm-hmm. Have some initiative.
Yeah. Do you think that Schwartz knows that he messed up with Katie? I don't know why I'm getting this vibe, but I feel like he has been paying more attention to her ever since they've split up than what he did while they were together.
Oh, yeah. He totally knows he messed up. I believe he knows he's at fault. Yeah, it does seem like he's trying to stay on her good side and get along with her.
I thought it was funny because he's like, whenever he was leaving the party after Ariana and Tom got into their fight, he's like, all right, Katie, call me. And her face, she's like, what?
Ew.
And then he's like, earlier, he's like, yeah, you know, like we should go get dinner together. And she's like, I don't want to.
I would hate that, actually. He's like, oh, you banged my best friend? Let's hang out. Now all of a sudden I want to hang out.
I'm not even kidding you, girl. Like, I'm living for Katie this season. I love Katie this season. So unapologetically herself. You do it, girlfriend.
Yeah. So in the backyard, while Ariana and Scandoval was fighting, Katie and Schwartzy were kind of fighting, and one of their little spats was over whose outfit was better. And I just wanted your vote. Whose outfit was better, Katie's or Schwartz?
I wasn't particularly fond of either.
Uh-huh.
But if I had to pick one, I would have picked Katie's, because Tom, to me, I don't know why, but he really just reminded me of Elf on the Shelf. And Katie's. I'm going with Katie.
All right. Weird. You don't want that Mr. Rogers vibe. But okay.
I don't like elves. They freak me out. So anyways, moving on. Tom keeps talking about how lazy Ariana is. But if she's so lazy, then how is it that she's working all these brand deals, doing Dancing with the Stars, doing Chicago, she's doing Love Island. But then he says himself in the confessional, I know Ariana's like really busy. They're like flying her to the moon. So which one is it, Tom? Which one is it? Is she lazy or is she busy? And do you think he's jealous because he's always wanted to be famous?
Yeah, I think he's jelly. He's a jelly bean for sure.
Oh my God. He's such a dick.
Yeah.
And after doing a review of all the items that Ariana has invested inside that home, because she brings the interior designer in who, like, you know, helped furnish the place. Do you think that it's smart that she didn't abandon everything and leave like Lala thinks she should do? Because honestly, if she wasn't there, he could have sold stuff. He could have ruined stuff. And like Ariana said, she feels that having this number will make her counteroffer much stronger. Or do you feel like this review of all the items in the house seems petty?
I think it was smart, and I think it's not petty at all. I think it's pretty normal when people break up. They divide their stuff, you know? You divide out whose is what.
Mm-hmm.
Who gets the TV? Who gets the couch? Who keeps the bed? Obviously, I'm taking my clothes. Like, you just, it's a part of breaking up. It's dividing out whose is what. And you usually divide that out by who paid for it. So if I paid for it, it's mine. If you paid for it, it's yours. If it's something that we're just both obsessed with, then we gotta come up with some sort of solution. Like, who gets it? Do we sell it and split the money? You know, I think it's really smart that she took the time to figure this out.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. So at the end of this episode, they are having a beach day and everybody's so excited except for Ariana because she is dreading it because she knows Tom is going to be there.
Mm-hmm. But don't worry, they drew a line in the sand.
Oh my God. I kind of wish James didn't do that.
It was like deja vu to the first time.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and Brock was being such a tool by bringing up Raquel and talking to Tom about dating, like, in front of Ariana. And she's like, can you guys talk about this somewhere else? Because this is disgusting. Like, I wouldn't want to hear that shit either. Even Sandoval was like, hey, that's a low blow. Like, when Sandoval is telling you to cool it. But anyways, fast forward, they're talking about the assistant thing.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom was like, it's really complicated because apparently Anne got fired. Tom fired Anne. But he's saying, no, that's not true. I told her, let's take a few days off. And Ariana was talking about how she was crying in the kitchen. And Tom says, yeah, I mean, there's paperwork. There's people to go through. There's stuff to do in HR. And Sheena turns over and looks at Katie, and is like, do I have HR? Like, as a joke? Do you think that Tom Sandoval has a human resource department?
You know how I like to be devil's advocate, so hear me out.
Okay.
You can literally pay a monthly service fee for an online HR department. It's not, like, that hard to do. If you have the money, you can have an HR department.
Okay.
So it's possible is what I'm saying. It's possible he pays like a monthly fee for an HR department. It's like an online service. And it's also possible because he had to hire all of his friends. So, you know, maybe he needed an HR department for all the friends he hired. So
that's true.
Possible.
Okay. It's okay. So it's not out of question.
That's the only thing I could think of. He had to hire a lot of friends. Maybe he got an online HR service so they can't sue him.
Okay. That kind of makes sense. But okay. I think he's lying, but there, the way you just put it, it's a possibility, I guess.
Okay. So there was a scene where all the guys went to a bar and they were eating food and chit-chatting, and Sandoval shows up in a blue knitted sweater vest.
Mm-hmm.
It has pink flowers. He's also wearing his colorful beaded jewelry and his nail polish, and I just wanted to know what you thought about his outfit. I know you like fashion.
Sandoval dresses like a 14-year-old girl. I would have loved this outfit when I was a wee little girl. When I used to do my own bead kits and make necklaces with my name and stuff on them, he just gives off the vibe that he works at Claire's and he shops at Claire's.
I mean, Claire's is pretty cool.
For a girl, no. I don't like his vibe, but I fucking hate him. So I don't think that there's anything that he's going to wear that I'm going to like just because how much I like him.
Would you wear that?
Yeah, I'd probably wear it. I just don't like that he's wearing it.
I would wear it. I'd wear the blue sweater vest with the pink flowers. It's cute. Yeah, but I agree. I agree he does. It's so weird to me because sometimes he dresses really good. And I'm like, okay, you know, he dressed good. Good for you. And then sometimes I'm like, what in the world is on your body right now? It's fashion. Yeah, but okay. Well, you're the style fashion expert, so I just thought I'd ask you about that.
You know what? I bet you anything, if James was to wear it, I'd be like, oh my God, it was so cute. I loved it.
I can't imagine James wearing it, but I can imagine you wearing it.
Yeah, right? Oh my God. Okay, well, that pretty much sums up Vanderpump episode 9 and 10. I am really looking for the second half of the season because I saw the mid-season trailer and it looks like it's going down and I can't wait to see everybody fighting. And they show a little clip of where they're on this ship and it's really rocky. And you know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of the whale boat that we went on. And I swear to God, what if they're on the whale boat that we went on?
Do they go to San Francisco?
I don't know. We're going to find out.
We'll find out. I'm in San Francisco right now, reporting live from San Francisco.
I know. You're such a little traveler. When do you leave San Fran?
As soon as we're done wrapping up here, I'm going to pack up and leave.
Lame. You didn't even do anything there.
That's not true. I woke up at 4:00 in the morning and took my husband to the airport. Oh, God, no.
You should go on a whale tour.
Not today. It's so cold. There is no way I'd be going on any boat today.
Mm-mm. Okay, well, I enjoyed recording with you while you're live from San Francisco. And for everybody who loves reality TV, if you like these recaps of all the shows that we're reporting on, you can download our show off your favorite podcast streaming service. And you can also follow us on Instagram where we do posts and we play little games. And our handle there is j.a.m.session.
Yeah, I think that's everything. Okay, bye guys.
Love you, bye.